In Seattle public schools, there's a large academic disparity between students of color and their white peers. Overall, students of color score lower in math and English. Discipline is handed out at disproportionate rates. Graduation rates are lower, too. For the class of 2015, the graduation rate for white students was 85%. For African American students, 65%. This week, an advisory group formed by Mayor Ed Murray released its proposals for closing the opportunity gap in Seattle. Kristen Bailey-Fogarty is the assistant principal at Thornton Creek Elementary, and she's co-chair of the mayor's advisory group. She told me one of the key recommendations is to increase diversity among its teachers.
It's so important for children to see adults who look like them. And despite the best efforts of our white educators, there's bias. There's subconscious and implicit bias in how we see our students. Nobody wants to do that. I think everybody is working very hard to have an anti-racist stance in the classroom. But that bias is still there. And the more diversity we have in the workforce, the more we're going to hold each other accountable, and the better we're going to be able to serve our students.
Well, another recommendation you came up with is to increase access to learning opportunities. What exactly would that look like in practice?
That would look like increasing the programs we already have in some schools to have after-school learning opportunities or extension enrichment activities where children are going to the theater, they're going to the museums, they're doing art and music. During the summer, what a great opportunity to have these children in a school, in a classroom, at a more relaxed pace, building relationships with their teachers. And when they return to school in September, instead of having slid back and returning to school, having to relearn those student-like behaviors and relearn those academic skills, they're starting September ahead of their peers and with a deeper relationship with their school and with a teacher. It's really intended to prevent that slide back that happens in the summer.
Another area that your group looked at is family support and family engagement. What is getting in the way of getting your students' families more engaged in the process right now?
I think that schools are not set up to actively pull families in. And the system as it exists right now really depends on families navigating the school district website to find out about option schools and different opportunities for children within the district. Participating in school events depends on parents, having email, or even overcoming hesitation to come into the building and be part of that community. So I think the onus is really on the schools and the educators in the district to learn how to pull those families in and then to have the skills to make that relationship a meaningful one. I mean, we know that every single parent wants their child to succeed in school. That's not a barrier. But the barrier is that a lot of our families don't feel welcome in our schools. And I think the work of the advisory group was really to figure out ways to build that capacity so that parents are made to feel welcome. They have a role in the school, and educators know how to reach out and pull them in.
How will you know if these recommendations have been successful?
I think the most immediate markers are going to be a decrease in disproportionate discipline. We're going to see teachers treating students differently. We're going to see that those suspensions and expulsions for African-American males drop. We're going to see attendance improve. We're going to see students on time and in class. And then that will result in moving the test scores. I don't think that test scores are the best measurement of whether or not we're reaching children, because there's a lot going on with the tests that don't have to do with a successful child, a healthy, happy child. But if we're looking at children who are in school, who are engaged, and who are being productive in their building and who feel safe in their building, that's going to be a really quick measurement of whether or not we're doing a better job with these children.
Moving forward, what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing?
I think the biggest challenge that we're facing is unconscious racial bias. It's just there. And I think the reason it is the biggest challenge is that I don't know a white educator who doesn't want to serve their children equitably, and yet we're not. So best intentions, and they are working long hours, and they're working really, really hard, and we're not doing it. So my hope is that we can continue working with community organizations, we can continue educating our teaching force and our educator force, and we can do a better job serving these children. That was really the feeling around the table when the advisory group met, was that we are not serving these children, and we need to figure it out.
Kristen Bailey-Fogarty is the assistant principal at Thornton Creek Elementary. She's also co-chair of Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's advisory group.